This is Missouri Appellate Opinions presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiffs litigation firm. Today's case, Jayla Chairs, Appellant versus Division of Employment Security, Respondent, decided September 16th, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District. Jayla Chairsy, no, ED-103189, Appellant, Appeal from the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission versus Division of Employment Security, Respondent, filed September 16th, 2025. Jayla Chairs appeals the decision of the Labor and Industrial Relations Commission, dismissing her application for review. Because Chairs' notice of appeal was untimely, we dismiss the appeal. Background. On March 1st, 2023, the Division of Employment Security, Division, determined that Chairs had been overpaid $2,142 in unemployment benefits during a period of disqualification. On January 24, 2024, Chairs appealed to the Appeals Tribunal, which dismissed her appeal as untimely on February 16, 2024. 5 months later, on July 15, 2024, she filed an application for review with the Commission. On August 8, 2024, the Commission entered an order dismissing the application as untimely. The order included a certification from the Secretary to the Commission that copies were mailed to all interested parties that same day. Chairs filed a notice of appeal to this court on December 4, 2024. Sec discussion. Before we can consider the merits of Chairs' appeal, we must consider whether we have jurisdiction to do so. Dorsis Verdives of Empire Sequors, 168, SW3D 728, 729, Modern Appens, ED 2005. The division contends we must dismiss the appeal because Chairs failed to file her notice of appeal to this court within the time limit set forth in Section 288-210. 1. We agree. The right of an appeal is purely statutory. Abraham v. Div of Empire Sequors, 299 SWW3D 5051, MOAP ED 2009. A notice of appeal to this court from a decision of the commission must be filed within 20 days after the decision becomes final. Section 288-210. A decision of the commission becomes final 10 days after the date of mailing to the parties. Section 288-200.2. Here, the Secretary to the Commission certified that copies of the order were mailed to the parties on August 8, 2024. The decision became final after 10 days, and the 20-day deadline to file a notice of appeal fell on September 9, 2024. 2C Sections 288.200.2, 288.210. Chairs' notice of appeal, which she filed on December 4, 2024, was untimely. The unemployment statutes do not provide a procedure for filing a late notice of appeal. Ross v. Div of Empire Secno, 332 SW3D 922, MOAPNO ED 2011. While there are procedures for filing a late notice of appeal in other civil matters, they do not apply to special statutory proceedings, such as unemployment cases under Chapter 288, Hefner v. Div of Empire Secno, 345, SW3D 393, 394, MOAP and ED 2011. Consequently, an untimely filing of a notice of appeal deprives this court of jurisdiction to entertain the appeal. Bass v. Yongmin Kim, 101 SW3D 333, 334, MOAP ED 2003. 1. All statutory references are to RSMO 2016. 2. The 20th day from the date the Commission's decision became final was Saturday, September 7, 2024, so the notice of appeal was due the following Monday, September 9, 2024. See Section 288.240. In instances where the last day for the filing of any such paper falls on a Saturday, Sunday, or legal holiday, the filing shall be deemed timely if accomplished on the next day, which is neither a Saturday, Sunday, nor legal holiday. Three Chairs contends this court cannot properly evaluate jurisdiction because the record lacks sufficient evidence to establish the mailing of the Commission's order. Although Chairs concedes that the order itself, which is included in the record, contains a certification of mailing, she claims this alone is inadequate. Chairs relies on Klein v.'s Division of Employment Security, 705 SW3D 95. 103 MOAP ED 2025, where this court reversed the commission's overpayment determinations due to the absence of evidence in the record that the claimant's attorney received notice of the hearings on the claimant's appeals. Where notice is at issue, the Klein court held, a finding that notice was sent on a particular date is not supported by sufficient evidence absent supporting documentation in the record, such as copies of an envelope, a certified mail receipt, or an affidavit certifying that notice was sent. IDD at 101, footnote omitted. We reject Cherse's argument that the record lacks sufficient evidence of notice. Missouri courts have consistently recognized that a certification of mailing from the commission establishes when notice was